Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Larry, and I want to take a second to welcome you to our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray together and release faith over the broadcast, friend, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today for your Word. Lord, we ask you for revelation of it. We ask you for help to receive it, to be doers of it, and to put it into practice and see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Renewing Your Mind. Now, let's go back over there to Romans chapter 12, and let's read our foundation text there again in verse 2. It says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, friend, this is a command from God to get your mind renewed. Now, on today's broadcast, I want to give you four must-haves if your mind is going to be renewed. And the first one is this: for your mind to be renewed, the Word of God must be your final authority on all matters. What does that mean? That means you put yourself under the authority of God's Word, and you make the decision that you're going to conform the way that you think to fit in line with and agree with this Bible. Come on, you're going to conform your mindset, your way of thinking, to fit and agree with this Bible. Why? Because this Bible is my final authority, and I'm under the authority of this Word, and so I'm going to conform the way that I think to fit in line with this Word. I'm going to conform my thinking to this Word if it hurts. I'm going to conform my thinking to this Word if I don't understand it. I'm going to conform my thinking to this Word if it's the opposite of what I've been taught my whole life. This Word is my final authority, and I'm under the authority of this Word, and so I'm going to conform my thinking to agree with this Word. Friend, we need to let the Word form the way that we think. You know, there's a decision that lies at the foundation of getting your mind renewed, and it's this decision that I'm going to conform the way I think to agree with this Word, and I'm not going to try to fit this Word into the way that I think. I want to say that to you again. I'm going to conform the way that I think to agree with this Word, and I'm not going to try to fit this Word into the way that I think. What does that mean? A lot of people think a certain way and then come to the Bible and twist scriptures and contort scriptures to support how they already think. Friend, your mind's not going to get renewed like that. No, I'm coming to this Bible with a clean slate, ready to be deprogrammed and reprogrammed. I'm not looking for scriptures to support the way that I think. I'm coming to this Bible pretty much assuming that much of how I think right now is not right, and I need to be programmed by this Bible to think right. And so I'm coming to this Word to conform the way that I think to this Word and not try to conform this Word to the way that I think. And that decision lies at the foundation of getting your mind renewed. And so the first thing that you must have or must do if your mind is going to get renewed is the Word of God must be your final authority on all matters. Now, the second thing is this: for your mind to be renewed, you must acknowledge that God and His Word are the standard for right thinking. You know, in Psalm 33:4, it says, "For the word of the Lord is right." In Psalm 119, verse 137, it says, "Righteous are you, O Lord." Friend, if your mind's going to be renewed to this Bible, you have to acknowledge that God is right and this Bible is right. Here's a revelation. You, me, society, we are not smarter than the Lord. We don't know better than Him. And anybody or anything or any political party, doesn't matter who it is, any country, any nation, I don't care who it is, any preacher that says anything different than this book is wrong because God is right. And if your mind's going to be renewed, you must acknowledge that He is right. This word is right. And I'm not smarter than Him. I don't know better than Him. If God says this is right, then that's right. If God says this is wrong, then He's right. That's wrong. And I don't know better than He knows. You know, in Romans chapter 1, verse 22, it talked about a group of people who, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Friend, we are not smarter than the Lord. And that is pride's pinnacle, when it decrees that it knows better than the one that created it. Pride's pinnacle is thinking that you know better than the one who created you. That's pride in its highest degree. Come on, you don't know better than the Lord. I don't know better than the Lord. What He says is right. It's right even when we don't understand it. It's still right. God is right. And if you are gonna transform and conform the way that you think to this word and have your mind renewed to this word, you have to start with the reality that this word is right. If you don't acknowledge that, then you're not going to conform to it because you think maybe something else is right, or you're right, or society's right, or the culture is right. No, this is right. And if you don't acknowledge that this is right, then you won't conform to it when you see something that differs from what you think is right. And so you must acknowledge that this word is right, and that'll position you to conform to what you see in this word. So that's number two. Now, number three is this: if your mind is going to be renewed, there must be a willingness and a readiness to conform to what you see in this word. Come on, if your mind's going to be renewed, what has to happen? There must be a willingness and a readiness to conform to what you see in this word. I see verses and I conform. I don't ask questions. I'm ready to conform my life and my thinking to whatever I see in this book. I'm ready to be deprogrammed. I'm ready to be programmed because I've already acknowledged that this is right, that God is right. And if I'm in opposition to this, if I think differently than this, if I operate differently than this, then that's wrong. If society says different than this, then that's wrong. And so I'm ready and willing to be conformed to what I see in this word. And friend, anybody that's had their mind renewed to the word of God, to any level, they have a readiness and a willingness to conform to whatever they see in this book. And they're going to conform to what they see in this book, whether they agree with it, come on, whether it's different than what they've always been taught. There's a willingness and a readiness to conform. And that must be in place if your mind is going to be renewed. Come on, I'm willing and I'm ready to conform the way I think to this word. That's number three. And number four is this: for your mind to be renewed, you must acknowledge that you have room to grow in the renewing of your mind. I know, friend, the tendency for all of us is to think that we pretty much think right about everything. You know, we pretty much think perfectly about everything. And, you know, we're in total agreement with God on everything. But to think that way is pride and deception. All of us are in the process of thinking more and more like God every day. And none of us have arrived yet where we think just like Him on every issue. And so if your mind is going to be renewed, one thing that has to happen is you're going to need God's help. You're going to need His grace to get your mind renewed. And 1 Peter 5:5 says that the humble are the ones that get the grace. Psalm 25 verse 9 says, "The meek He will teach His way." And so if you're going to be taught His way and get your mind renewed, and if you're going to get grace and help to get your mind renewed, then you're going to have to humble yourself. And part of humbling yourself is acknowledging the reality that you have not arrived yet where the renewing of your mind is concerned. Your mind can be renewed more and more, and you and I, we still have room to grow in this area, and that humility will get you the help that you need from God to get your mind renewed. This is good news, isn't it? So as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to give you those four must-haves to get your mind renewed. I want to repeat those and review those one more time as we're closing today's broadcast. Number one was this: for your mind to be renewed, the Word of God must be your final authority on all matters. Number two, for your mind to be renewed, you must acknowledge that God and His Word are the standard for right thinking. Number three, for your mind to be renewed, there must be a readiness and a willingness to conform to what you see in this Word. And then number four, for your mind to be renewed, you must humble yourself and acknowledge that you have room to grow in the renewing of your mind. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we so desire to have our minds renewed to your Word and to think the way that you tell us to think. So, Father, we're humbling ourselves today, and we make a decision right now to make your Word the final authority in our lives. We acknowledge that you are the standard for right thinking, Lord, and we make a decision to be ready and willing to conform to what we see in your Word. And we humble ourselves and acknowledge that we got room to grow in the renewing of our minds. And Father, we thank you for help and grace to get our minds renewed. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to close out this series entitled Renewing Your Mind. We'll see you then. Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.